so glad you're here.
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm so glad to be here today. Sister Sylvia said to me a while ago, she said, I'm so glad that you and Brother Sammy have came. And I thought, Sister Sylvia, I am so happy to be here. I am so happy for the mercies of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
His mercies endure forever. He could have just left me out there wondering if he ever healed. But his mercy has showed me that he does still heal. He could have said, well, my child's faith is wavering. I'm just going to let her go. But he didn't. He's so faithful. And if Brother Taylor hadn't listened to God, I don't know where this girl would be today, because the devil was tempting my faith. And I don't care who you are in this church, if you serve the Lord very long, you will find that out. The devil does not want you to have one ounce, not an ounce of faith. He wants to destroy it. He wants to destroy your faith in God. He don't want you to believe in him at all. But it's the mercies of God that just keeps drawing you back to his grace, and drawing you back to the faith. And it reminds you of all those wonderful things he's done in the past. Oh, his mercy. It is so precious. I'm so thankful for it tonight. Of course, Brother Taylor and Sister Taylor have told some of our relations together. We've known the Lord a long time. We've known the Lord a long time. And I'm so thankful for brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, when this happened to my husband, I said, you know, when it happened in 86, it just seemed like my faith was stronger. And I thought, that ain't right. I've done served the Lord all these years. I should have stronger faith. And I don't know. It was just really hard. And especially when you go, this is the hardest part for me to tell. I went to the doctor with my husband one time since his stroke, and I said to the doctor, I said, doctor, is he going to preach again? Is he ever going to be able to work again? And he hung his head, and he said, no, he's not. Those were the hardest words. I come out of that doctor's office, and I just cried and cried. My husband said, honey, why are you crying? I said, I didn't say anything then. I was too heavy-hearted. Later, I was talking to him. I said, honey, do you realize what that doctor just said the other day to you? I don't even know if it sunk in him like it did me, but it sunk in real hard. And I thought, Lord, we've worked for you all these years. We have labored. We have tried to do what you wanted us to do. And I just felt like he was just left me. And I thought, Lord, I just can't do this. I can't do it without you. You're going to have to help me. And he was so faithful. My husband looked at me one day. He said, honey, that's what the doctor said. But with us Christians, it's different. We don't have to take that. And I was like, oh, Lord, his faith is so strong. And I tried to warn Brother and Sister Taylor. I didn't know what was going to happen when we got here. I didn't know. And I said, you might want to have somebody to back him up. And I don't know what's going to happen. But we have seen the mighty works of God this last two or three days. And I felt his presence so strong. And I thought, oh, Lord, thank you for your mercy, for forgiving me for my doubt and my fears. Because you're still the same God. Hallelujah. He's still the same God. I don't care what the devil says. He's still the same God. And I have been so appreciate all the support y'all have given us. Start with my dear mom. I said to her, Mommy, do you think you can go up and down the road to the revival? She was going to try it, and here she's been here. She's been here, and I'm so thankful. She's the one that my dad, right there, that sweet little lady right there, is one my dad used to run around the house with a gun, chasing her all over the house. I have something to be thankful for. I have my heritage. God give me a heritage. And I never want to let it go. And I never want to walk away from the mercies of God. And it's because of my mom and dad's faith that I stand here today. Of course, we know it all was from Jesus. But because of their faith and being faithful to God, that I do have faith in God. I really do. I don't mean to make it sound like I didn't. I just went through a hard place, but I'm over it now. Thank the Lord. Revival hadn't helped anybody but me. It's been worth it. Hallelujah. I want to say thank you to all you ladies that did a beautiful job. I know you worked hard for the meal today, and we do appreciate it. We really do. And Sister Sylvia, so many memories we have back in the days, I'm telling you. Did we ever think we'd ever stand in church together all these years later? Hallelujah. Never in a million years, but here we are. Still pressing on. We're going to make it. Hallelujah. We're going to make it, friends. And I'll never forget the night that Pam and I was talking on the phone, and she told us about Tom accepting his calling to preach. My husband, his eyes just teared up. He was so happy, Brother Tom, that you listened to the Lord. See, his mercy is so great. What if he'd have took you out before then, allowed the devil to destroy you? But his mercy was great. He knew he had work for you to do. Oh, Jesus is so wonderful. Hold on, friends. Hold on. Don't ever let go. Don't ever let go. Hallelujah. I think I'm done. Thank the Lord. I don't usually get wound up like that. But I feel his presence today. This one, darling. This one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
If we never meet again on this earth, my precious friend, but if God we have been true and we've lived above all sin, then for us there'll be a meeting. There's going to be a greeting. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. To my loved ones, let me say, there will surely come a day when our Lord shall come again, and he'll catch his bride away. So be ready now to meet him at that trumpet. Be sure to greet him. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day.
Hallelujah,
I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior we'll live.
Sure. Some sweet.
ones, let me say, there will surely come a day when our Lord shall come again, and he'll catch his bride away. So be ready now to meet him, and that trumpet be sure to greet him. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you in the rapture. I'll see you at that meeting in the air. There with our blessed Savior, we'll live and reign forever. I'll see you in the rapture some sweet day.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Don't run. Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
There's another song in here I want to sing.
That's what we're all waiting for in the rapture. praying and seeking God for the rapture. Oh, I'll be so glad when it comes. Hallelujah. When he comes.
Let's find a song.
Find a song?
Yeah, find a song.
I praise the Lord.
I had one more that I kind of love
you
to
can't
find.
It? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just sing the first one that Brother Sammy always sang. We sang it the other night, but we still like it. Was it in D? A?
D.
Hallelujah. When Brother Sammy first sang to these parts of the country, I said it the other night, and I don't mean to be a repeating for all of those that heard it, but this is the song that he sang everywhere he went. Everybody requested this song for him to sing. Of course, he got away from that when he started singing other songs, but... We want to go back to this for homecoming. I remember Brother Blankenship. You remember him?
Yeah.
When he got to shouting in that old church, the floors would move. And that's the honest truth.
That's right, yeah.
Wouldn't they? They'd shake. I'm telling you, that Brother Blankenship just tickled me to death. When I was a little girl, I just used to love to watch him shout. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
I lived a life of sin, and this world I'm living in, I've done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I asked a stranger along the way if he would tell me where to stay, where I could find sweet happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. And the sun will shine across the river, and we'll never be unhappy again. Follow the footsteps of the King until you hear the voices ring. They'll be singing out the glory of the land. The river of Jordan will be near. The trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain, and the sun will shine. Across the river, and we'll never be unhappy
again.
Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. Oh, I'm happy again.
Thank you, Don.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Sister Taylor.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so happy you're here. Praise the good Lord. Second chapter of the book of Hebrews. Second chapter of the book of Hebrews. Praise the Lord. Second chapter of the book of Hebrews. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense and reward, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders, and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. One in a certain place testified, saying, What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the Son of Man that thou visitest him? Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the work of thine hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under him. But when he said he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. Both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all of one. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare thy name in the midst of my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again will I put my trust in him, and again I am the children which God hath given me. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that he through death might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Verily, he took not upon him the nature of angels, but he took upon him of the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like his brother, and that he might be a merciful, faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Father, thank you tonight for the precious word of the Lord. God, I pray. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Amen. How shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? Praise the Lord. Amen. A lot of people are neglecting their salvation. Amen. But God said, amen, how shall they escape if they neglect so great a salvation? Which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. One in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Amen. And really when it comes right down to it, amen, we can all ask ourselves the same question. Lord, why did you pay any attention? Why, Lord, did you speak to me? Amen. But God, amen, in his sovereign will and divine will and purpose, praise God, the Bible said, works all things together for the good to them that love him. Amen. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. God has called every one of us for a purpose. Amen. And that is, amen, to be a witness. Amen. And an example for him. The Bible said in Antioch, they called him Christians first. Amen. And so the reason they called him Christians is because they patterned their lives after the Lord. Amen. And praise the Lord. Amen. God, amen, has called each and every one of us, praise the Lord, to represent the Lord Jesus Christ in this world. Amen. We are his representatives. We are his ambassadors, aren't we? Amen. God has called us to represent him. Amen. In this world, praise the Lord. And I don't understand really all about it. I just know that we're called to be ambassadors for Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. And it says, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and divers miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. Amen. God has called us to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. And so we do. Amen. We represent him in this world. Praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. Amen. Are his representatives. Praise the Lord. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and it has set him over the work of thine hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. And, amen, we represent the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. And, for unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Amen. And when I look at myself and the life that I've lived, amen, and praise the Lord, amen. I think I haven't did that the best I could, amen, at representing the Lord Jesus Christ, praise the Lord. But he is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, amen. He's the one that has called us and not we ourselves. Praise the Lord. Amen. For unto the angels hath he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. Amen. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Praise the Lord. God, amen, in his divine will and purpose, praise the Lord, has called us to represent him in this world. Amen. And it says, and thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. That has set him over the work of thine hands. Praise the Lord. And thou hast put all things in subjection under him. But when he put it all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now We see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Amen. And Jesus, amen, said, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of death and of hell. Amen. Jesus has the keys, amen, tonight. Amen. He's got the keys. Praise the Lord. Amen. He's the one that took the keys away from the devil. The devil is the one that, amen, held death over the saints of God for years. Amen. And people feared death. Amen. But now we don't have to fear death because Jesus has conquered, amen, death for each and every one of us. Amen. We can look death right in the face, amen, and not fear death because Jesus, amen, has conquered death for each and every one of us. Praise the Lord. Amen. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons into glory to make the captain of our salvation perfect through suffering. Amen. The Bible said after you suffer a while, amen, make you perfect. Praise the Lord. And I don't understand all about that, but I do know, amen, that God makes us perfect through the sufferings, amen, that we have to go through. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't know where you went through anything or not. Amen. I'm sure you have. Most of you have. Praise the Lord. We got a lot of elderlies sitting around here. Praise the Lord. Amen. And God, amen, through Christ Jesus, hallelujah, has given us, praise the Lord, amen, give us hope beyond this veil of tears. Praise the Lord. We have hope. Amen. God has given us blessed hope. Praise the Lord. Amen. For both he that's sanctified and they that are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them, amen, brethren. Praise the Lord. Amen. So God has, amen, Jesus calls us brethren, amen, and sisters, amen, because we're part of the family of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God has given us a kingdom without an end. Amen. God has given us a kingdom that has no end. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Bible talks about, amen, a man searching diligently until he found a pearl of great price. When he found that pearl, he went and sold everything that he had to buy one pearl of great price. Amen. And he told about a woman, you know, that found something valuable. And, amen, she searched and searched until she found it. Amen. And then she said, amen, to her friends and loved ones, come and rejoice with me because I have found, amen, I have found the coin that I have lost. Amen. Praise the Lord. And of course, you know, the first part of that chapter deals with the sheep. Amen. And the Lord left the 99 safe in the fold. Amen. To search for one sheep. Amen. That had gone astray. And when he found it, he put it on his shoulders. Amen. And brought it home and said, rejoice with me. Amen. Because I have found the sheep. Amen. That has went astray. Amen. Most of us have got loved ones that our hearts are grieved because they're not in the house of God. Amen. The Bible said, train up a child in the way that he should go. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. Amen. And so each and every one of us, amen, have children or somebody, amen, that we love dear, amen, that's not in the house of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God wants us to keep dealing with them. God wants us to keep telling them Jesus loves them. Amen. Jesus cares about them. Amen. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, amen, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, Amen. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Verily, amen. For verily he took not upon him the nature of angels, but he took upon him the seed of Abraham. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus has took that fear of death from us and delivered us from death. Amen. And give us something, amen, that the world doesn't have. And the world, amen, didn't give it to us. And the world can't take it away. Amen. Thank God. Amen. For the peace of God that passeth all understanding. Amen. And the love of God, amen, that's without, amen, without understanding. Amen. We don't understand the great love of our God. Amen. But we know that he loves us, don't we? Amen. We know that he loves us. Praise the Lord. Amen. God help us to live in such a way that he knows that we love him. Amen. More than anything in this world, we love our God. Praise the Lord. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Amen. That he might be merciful and faithful, a high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, amen, he is able to succor them that are tempted, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. God, amen, God delivered us, amen, for a purpose, for a reason, amen. God delivered us, amen. God has blessed us with peace, amen. Thank God for the peace of God that passeth all our understanding. Amen. We don't understand the peace of God. Amen. But we know that God gives it to you. Praise the Lord. In the midst of your storms, in the midst of your troubles, in the midst of your trials. Amen. The hotter the flame. Amen. The Lord will come in the midst of your flame. Praise the Lord. Like he did the Hebrew children. Praise God. That were in the midst of that flame. Amen. But the flame was heat was to be heated 7 times hotter, amen, than it had ever been heated before, amen, in the days of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And the Bible said, amen, when that flame got so hot that it killed the men that threw them in there, amen, the Bible said, amen, the king looked and said, did not we throw 3 in the fire? Amen. They said, yes, amen. But he said, I see 4, and the 4th is like the Son of God. Amen. And God will, amen, come down with you. Praise the Lord. Amen. When the heat is turned on, when the fire is hot, amen, that's when God comes down, amen, and walks among his people. Amen. I'm glad for the grace of God, aren't you? Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen. The Bible here tells us, praise the Lord. Amen. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Amen. The reason, amen, for his being tempted, amen, is for us. Amen. Jesus wasn't about to fall under temptation. Amen. He was there being tempted for us. Praise the Lord. Amen. And the Bible tells us, amen, that because he was tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Praise the Lord. Amen. When David was getting up in years, he was in the battle. Amen. And the brother of that giant Goliath, amen, he had a new sword girded to him, and he planned on taking David's life. But the Bible says that Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, amen, stepped in and secured David. Amen. That means he stepped in between him and that great big old giant, amen, and took care of him. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, we've got a Savior that will step in between you, amen, and your trial. He'll step in between you, amen, and the thing that the devil is trying to destroy you with. God, amen, will come down and walk, amen, among the fire. Praise the Lord. The Bible said them old boys came out of the fire and they didn't even smell the smoke. Amen. There wasn't one eyelash that was burnt off. Amen. They was there. Amen. The Lord had walked with them. Amen. The Bible said, I'll be with you when you go through the fire. Amen. I'll go be with you when you go through the water. Amen. I'll be with you. Amen. When you go through the flood. Praise the Lord. I don't know where you ever been in a flood or not. I remember we was in a flood. Amen. In Dallas, Texas, we were in a flood one time. Amen. And I remember the fire burned our house one time. Amen. But God, amen, blessed us and amen, and kept his hand upon us, and we wasn't there. Praise the Lord. I remember coming home, seeing the fire burning. Amen. But praise the Lord. The Lord kept us out of the fire. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God will keep you out of the fire. Praise the Lord. And if you have to, amen, have to go through the fire, the Lord will be with you in the fire. Amen. He'll be right there with you. Praise the Lord. The Bible said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life that fadeth not away. Amen. So the Lord will keep you in the fire. Amen. He'll keep you in your temptation and your trial. Amen. There's not anything that we can go through that our Lord, amen, is not aware of. Amen. He's right there. He'll be right there with you in your fire. Amen. He'll be right there with you in your temptation. Praise the Lord. It said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? We don't want to neglect our salvation. Amen. We want to be faithful to our God, don't we? Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, praise the Lord, amen. How shall we escape? Praise the Lord. Amen. There is a way of escape, isn't there? There is a way of escape. Praise the Lord. And Jesus is that way. Jesus is that way. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm so glad. Praise God for the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. Because it's by his word that we are strengthened and helped. Amen. The Bible said faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. Amen. God will never let you down. He never, amen, he never let you down. Amen. He's promised to go with you even to the end of the world. Amen. And he will, won't he? He will. Amen. The Bible said, amen, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him. Amen. Jesus, amen, has promised us that he would go with us. Praise the Lord. And whatever we got to go through, it don't matter what it is that we've got to go through. Amen. The Lord has promised us that he'll go with us. Amen. Verse 8, and thou hast put all things in subjection under him, under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Amen. Jesus, amen, has tasted death for us. Amen. And give us, amen, a hope beyond this veil of tears. Amen. Thank God, amen, for Jesus. Somebody say amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I know I've quoted a lot of scripture tonight. Amen. I appreciate the good word of the Lord. I'm glad that God has promised us, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen. The Lord has promised us that he'll go with us. Amen. Even unto the end of the world. Praise the Lord. Who knows who the end of, when the end of the world is? Amen. We don't know. Praise the Lord. Jesus said, no man knows, amen, but our Father which is in heaven. Amen. And he knows when he's going to come. Amen. And I guarantee you, amen, if you love the Lord, you're looking for him. Amen. The Bible said, unto them that look for him shall he appear, amen, the second time without sin unto salvation. Amen. And so the Lord, amen, the Lord is a coming. Amen. And we want to be ready when he comes, don't we? Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that, praise the Lord, amen, that the Lord, amen, is with us, amen, and he'll be with us unto the end, amen. I love him tonight. I appreciate the goodness of the Lord, amen. I appreciate what God has done,
Amen. In my life, amen. My wife was up here exhorting a while ago, and amen, that was blessing me. It had been all right with me if she'd have went ahead and preached. Amen. She's a pretty good preacher. Amen. But anyway, I love my wife, and I appreciate her. Amen. She's a very, very sweet lady. And I tell everybody that. Amen. I married the sweetest, most precious woman in the world. Amen. And I really love her. I really do. Amen. And so, praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you. God smile upon you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. I love you tonight. I appreciate Brother Taylor having enough confidence in me. Amen. That he asked me to come. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Apostle Paul. Amen. Said, I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give unto me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them that love his appearing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we love the Lord. Amen. We want God to bless you in a special way today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the word of the Lord tonight, God. Thank you, God, for this precious group of people. I pray, God, that you would be with them. I pray, God, that you would go with them. Oh, God, just exactly like you went with the Apostle Paul. Oh, God, just exactly like you went, with thousands of others, God. Lord, help us to be faithful to Jesus calls us home. Help us to be faithful. Help us to be looking for you, Lord, expecting your return. Oh, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you tonight. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, God, to speak. Oh, God, would you bless these people? And in Jesus' name I pray. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you, Brother Taylor. Amen. God bless you.
As many as would, amen, would you come? Let's stand around the front here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Appreciate